Narayana Namaskritta Narote Vam Narotamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Nashta Prayiswa Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhavatu Tamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, good morning dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text 14.
Kho kuna matipye rasabit katayam Mahatamai kanta paranai paranyanasya Antam gunanam agunasya jagmur Yageshwaraye bhava padma mukya Unamati pyelvasavit katayam Mahatame kanta paranyanasya Nantam gunanam agunasya jagmur Yogeshwaraye bhava padma mukhya Unamati pyerasavit katayam Mahatame kanta parayanasya Nantam gunanam agunasya jagmur Yogeshwaraye bhava padma mukhya
Hare Krishna. All right, word for word. Ka, who is he? Nama, specifically. Tribyet, get full satisfaction. Rasavit, expert in relishing mellow nectar. Katayam, in the topics of. Mahatama, the greatest among living beings. Ekanta, exclusively. Parayanasyam, of one who is the shelter of. Na, never. Antam, end. Gunanam, of attributes. Agunasya, of the transcendence. Jagmur, could ascertain. Yoga Ishwara, the lords of mystic power. Ye, all they. Bhava, Lord Shiva. Padma, Lord Brahma. Mukhya, heads. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The personality of Godhead Lord Krishna Govinda is the exclusive shelter for all great living beings. And His transcendental attributes cannot even be measured by such masters of mystic powers as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Can anyone who is expert in relishing nectar, ras, ever be fully satisfied by hearing topics about him? Report by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are two chiefs of the demigods. They are full of mystic powers. For example, Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison, of which one drop was sufficient to kill an ordinary living being. Similarly, Brahma could create many powerful demigods, including Lord Shiva. So they are Ishwaras, or lords of the universe. But they are not the supreme powerful. The supreme powerful is Govinda, Lord Krishna. He is a transcendence. And his transcendental attributes cannot be measured even by such powerful Ishwaras as Shiva and Brahma. Therefore, Lord Krishna is the exclusive shelter of the greatest of all living beings. Brahma is counted amongst the living beings, but he is the greatest of all of us. And why is the greatest of all the living beings so much attached to the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna? Because he is a reservoir of all enjoyment. Everyone wants to relish some kind of taste in everything. But one who is engaged in a transcendental loving service of a Lord can derive unlimited pleasure from such engagement. The Lord is unlimited in His name, attributes, pastimes, entourage, variegatedness, etc. are unlimited, and those who relish them can do so unlimitedly and still not feel satiated. This fact is confirmed in the Padma Purana. Pramante yogino nante satyananda chit atmani iti rama parinashau param pramavidyate. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the Absolute Truth, and therefore the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, is also known as Ram. There is no end to such transcendental discourses. In mundane affairs there is a law of satiation, but in transcendence there is no such satiation. Śrīla Gosvāmī desired to continue the topics of Lord Krishna before the sages of Naimisharanya, and the sages also expressed their readiness to hear from him continuously. Since the Lord is transcendence and his attributes are transcendental, such discourses increase the receptive mood of the purified audience. Om Agnati Virandasya Gyana Ganashrakaya Chakshuramintam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadatikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sativam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishankam Vitam Sya. He Krishna Kruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Dapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priya Panchakalpata Rupeshya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Chapati Tanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavibhya Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Subhashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama Ram Ram Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama Ram Ram Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama Ram Ram Hari Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirveshesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Sutagni Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prima Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Jai Namaha Nandali Lamaya Vigrahaya Himavili Vichavishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprima Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Hare Krishna. So the translation again. The Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Govinda, is the exclusive shelter for all great living beings. And His transcendental attributes cannot even be measured by such masters of mystic powers as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Can anyone who is expert in relishing nectar, ras, ever be fully satisfied by hearing topics about Him? Hare Krishna. So this is a wonderful description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, means the Lord who gives pleasure to the cows, and also the senses. And the sense of hearing especially is mentioned in this particular translation. The Lord is the exclusive shelter for all great living beings. And great living beings should know, they usually know better than us. We are not categories, we're not in the category of great living beings. The great living beings mentioned in this translation are Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. And it said that the Lord's transcendental attributes can even be measured by such masters of mystic powers. We don't have mystic powers. Well, if you're like me, you don't have any mystic power. And mystic powers help people be able to do things that are a little more unusual in the subtle realm. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, have full mystic powers. Yet, they can't even measure the attributes. The Lord is unlimited. And so hearing about Him is very, very satisfying. But the more you hear about Him, the more you want to hear about Him. And even at our level, the devotees have that experience. Every time someone is relating the pastimes of Krishna, even if we've heard it before, still it awakens some joy that is hard to describe in our hearts. Sometimes we, even when you're describing, the person is talking about Krishna's pastimes, you kind of know from one, the next thing that's going to happen. But you can't wait to hear it anyway. Why? Because Krishna's like that. Everything about Krishna is Krishna. Krishna is absolute. And he's all attractive. Therefore, the topics about him become naturally attractive to those who are submitted to him. Those who have made Krishna consciousness their life. They have firm conviction that Krishna consciousness is the way to go. Those people, when they hear about the nectar, the pastimes of Krishna, it is very sweet to them. So, hearing about topics of Krishna should always be a constant thing that we strive for. We should always strive to hear. And of course, there are people who come on this program every time that it's on. So that's to their credit. It's wonderful to hear about Krishna. They're helping themselves. And when you grow, you can also help others. So hearing is wonderful. Some people, because of work, are not able to hear at this time. But because it's recorded, they also get an opportunity to hear later and relish the nectar. In the purport, since the translation Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are mentioned, Srila Prabhupada goes straight to who Lord Shiva and Brahma are. They are two chiefs of the demigods. And they are full of mystic powers, as was said in the translation. Now, this situation where the churning of the milk ocean, the churning of the ocean by the demons and the demigods initially yielded poison. And Lord Shiva drank this whole ocean of poison. And Srila Prabhupada says, even if a person, an ordinary being, took a drop of that ocean of poison, then that would be the end of their lives. They would die. Yet, because nectar was supposed to come from there, and poison came first, Lord Shiva did the service to the demigods and the demons. At that time, they were cooperating, and they were churning the ocean. So at that time, Lord Shiva made it possible for the next situation to come, the nectar to come. The poison came and had to be taken away. Lord Shiva drank this ocean of poison. In fact, because of that, it is said that his neck has a blue ring around from drinking the ocean of poison. So Lord Shiva was very powerful. We don't compare to a little bit of him. But they all are taking Krishna as their shelter, exclusive shelter. And so if they have such powers, and they are the chief or the demigods, and they take Krishna as the exclusive shelter, that is a message to us that we also should consider Krishna as our exclusive shelter to go to, we should be fully surrendered to Krishna. Some people do in fact say mantras to the same demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. But this particular translation tells us, they rely on Lord Govinda, Krishna. So, they are Ishwaras, but as Srila Prabhupada says, they're not the supreme powerful. The supreme powerful is Lord Krishna. And the transcendental attributes, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma can't even mention that. So, Lord Krishna's potencies and level of influence is so high, it's very difficult for us to even imagine it. We know that he was telling Arjun, years back, I talked about this Bhagavad Gita. I spoke about spirituality to the sun god. Arjun said, you spoke to the sun god? Based on our ages, how could you have spoken to the sun god at that time? Krishna answered, you have been with me through several lifetimes. We've done some things together every lifetime. I remember them, but you don't. So, what happened yesterday in our lives, many of us cannot talk about even half of it. At 1 second past 1 o'clock, what were we doing? Some people may have an answer, some people may not. But if we talk about times in different places, what was the exact time that we slept last night? We wouldn't know. But Krishna knows that. For everybody, not only for the human beings, but all living entities, including the grass and what happens to them, everything is known. Because he is, in fact, in all living beings. So he knows exactly what is going on. He's in the human beings as a super soul, so he's a witness of all that goes on. Therefore, if we talk about Krishna's brains, that's unlimited. And that is the thing that we need to understand. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they are the chief of the demigods and they take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And like very much to hear about pastimes of the Lord. Sometimes they themselves are involved in the pastimes because the Lord likes to involve his devotees in the pastimes. But other times too, they hear about other activities, but they're always connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no end, Supapa says, to such transcendental discourses. You can hear something material, and at some point, you say, I don't want any more. You're satisfied. But when it comes to the Lord and the Lord's pastimes, it is sweet, and it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. That is the part of, or the condensed form of prema. It's seven levels. Then there's an eighth level that belongs to Srimati Radharani. The level that's called Anuraga. That is the fifth level. Anuraga is such that those who are in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, every time they hear about something about the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, anything about the Lord, and it gets repeated, they feel that it is a new experience. Just hearing about it or doing whatever the service is, they repeat it. They have even greater pleasure. They derive greater pleasure from it. And that makes people, those who are in that level of prema, love the Supreme Personality of Godhead even more. Hear it. And Lord Chaitanya exhibited that by asking Ramananda Raya, the pastimes of the Lord, once he was finished with it, Ramananda Raya is actually Vishakha. So, but in Gaura Lila, he's Ramananda. Krishna Lila, he's a Shaka. So he was talking, because at that time it was Ramananda Rai, the governor, who now came and submitted himself in service to Lord Chaitanya, talking about Krishna's pastime. And Lord Chaitanya, when he finished, he would say, Lord Chaitanya would say, "Say it again, say it again, say it again." And every time Ramananda Rai repeated the description of the pastime, Lord Chaitanya was even in greater bliss than before. That is the Anuraga type of love, of prema. So, unlimited transcendental pleasures are there if we get purified by hearing the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastimes. And there's no end to it. So, Sutta Goswami was talking to the sages in Naimsharanya. At first, they were doing this sacrifice, the fire sacrifice. They were even complaining that the fire sacrifice, the smoke was affecting them. They were just, the colors of their skin had become black from the smoke. They were talking like that. But when Sutta Goswami came, then the sages said, "But you're talking Srimad Bhagavatam to us, and we're so satiated and fortunate to hear that." Even though they were performing the sacrifice, but the hearing about the topics of Krishna, as was said by Shukadeva Goswami, immediately put the sages in Naimsharanya in transcendental pleasure. And so hearing is very, very, very powerful. It's one of the nine processes. In fact, it is the first of the nine processes. So Srila Prabhupada was saying in 1978 in Bombay about hearing. He left 1977, so this was a lecture which was 1972 in Bombay about hearing. So he said, if you simply hear about Krishna, Shrimvatam, if you hear about Krishna, then Krishna becomes pleased. Tipapa says, Krishna would say to himself, now he's hearing about me. Krishna wants us to hear about him. Because this is how we're going to get purified too. And so Tipapa says, either we understand it or don't understand it. It becomes a pious activity on our part. So just hearing is pious activity. The understanding may be difficult for some people. When Srila Prabhupada came to New York and the devotees began slowly to come around to 22nd Avenue, matchless gift, the storefront, they would listen to him. Many of them admitted that they weren't used to his accent, but they came every day to listen. Every day that he had classes, they came to listen. At that time, he started with a Monday, Wednesday, and then Friday. And they would come. They said, we couldn't hear the accent, what he was saying from the accent, clearly enough. But we liked him. We liked Swamiji. At that time, it was called Swamiji. Later on, then, through the discussion with some of the Matajis, then the discussion about how to refer to him came to Srila Prabhupada. And then they announced we were calling Srila Prabhupada. But at that time, it was called Swamiji. They liked to hear him. They liked to serve him. The accent was not so easy for them, but they still were hearing. Because transcendental topics go straight to the soul. It is satisfying to the soul. So Srila Prabhupada says, you don't understand it or don't understand, it still is beneficial for us because that activity of hearing is itself a pious activity. And the more we become pious, the more we can understand Krishna. Impious persons cannot understand Krishna. But one who is free from impious activities, then we get punya from hearing. So, we have our own, it's on ourselves to be able to hear, not just hear in this program, but here everywhere else. There are other programs too. There are other snippets of comments by Krishna. There's so many things now that Srila Prabhupada has said that devotees have used electronics to get it in different platforms that you can hear from. It's wonderful to come together and hear an association of devotees. But we can hear in all situations. And Srila Prabhupada says, whether we understand it or not, just the hearing itself is pious activity. And so we get pious credits just from hearing. If you understand it, that's very good. But even if you don't understand it, the vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading of Bhagavad Gita, simply chanting, Srila Prabhupada says, you're going to be purified. You definitely will be purified. So it is on us to take this process of hearing very, very seriously. As is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17, it's quite popular. Srimatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Ketana Vidantashto Hyabhadrani Vidinovati Sukrit Satam. Translation is, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul Paramatma in everybody's heart, and also the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee. The devotee who has developed the urge to hear Krishna's messages, and the messages themselves are virtuous, they're pure, when properly heard and chanted. Sri Krishna, who is a super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor for the truthful devotee. Everyone is a creation of the Lord. But those who turn their attention, because he gives free choice, free will, little independence, those who turn their attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and want to hear from him, then that hearing is transcendental message, and transcendental and material don't go together. So when the transcendental message comes to the heart of the devotee from hearing, then the material enjoyment and material kinds of things have to go. Transcendental enjoyment, then the relishing of the nectar becomes the established fact. And therefore, material enjoyment can't stay. So the Lord cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge. I'd like to hear his message. I'd like to hear this. I'd like every time that an opportunity comes to hear, the person wants to hear. Not that they put it off. If it's about Krishna, they want to hear. If it's about Krishna's pure devotees, they want to hear. Every time somebody's saying anything about Krishna, that person who has the urge to hear will give attention to it and give attention, proper focus on what's being said. So that is proper hearing. So the messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, since Krishna is absolute, they are none different from him. So when we hear offenselessly and glorify the Lord, then we have to understand that since Krishna is absolute, he is present there in the form of that transcendental sound. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shastaka has declared, Nam nam akari bahudani jashava shaktis tatra pitani yamitas maravina kala itadi shitava kripa bhagavan mamapi. Then, unfortunately, Durudevam Vidishamiha Janina Nanuraga, we're so unfortunate. We cannot relish him so well. But Nanam Akari Bahudani Jashava Shaktis, the Lord has put all his potencies in his holy name. And there are hundreds and millions of names of the Lord. The most open confidential name is Krishna. The all-attractive Lord. He attracts on all levels. Yet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord. So when we chant the holy name, we are actually in touch with all the potencies of the Lord. Just imagine that. Blessed Papa said, just see. Just imagine that. By chanting the Lord's name, we have the Lord's presence in His holy name. So there is no rigid fixture of time. There are no hard and fast rules. So anyone can chant the holy name of the Lord with attention and reverence at his convenience. Anytime. It is suggested that we chant the holy name of the Lord in the morning because the atmosphere is cleaner. Metaphysically, it's cleaner. People's thoughts have form. And so thoughts permeate the atmosphere. When people get up and in their mode of passion and their mode of ignorance, crowds, their thoughts in the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance begins to fill the atmosphere. Then it affects the atmosphere. But in the early in the morning when they're not awake, they're not thinking those kind of things. And therefore, those type of forms of thoughts are not in the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is cleaner. We call it the Brahma Hotel. The 3 to 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, thereabouts. But even the holy name itself is so powerful. The holy name is Krishna. So when we chant it at any time, we get the benefit of connecting with Krishna. For us, it is good to put the first things first. The first thing is thinking about Krishna, chanting the holy name of the Lord. That's why we do it early in the morning as the first thing, but also early in the morning, the atmosphere is clear, and therefore our concentration on the holy name as we chant is better. So the Lord is so kind that He can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But we don't have much of a taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name in activities. We don't have a taste, but Krishna has already said, when Arjuna complained, controlling the mind is more difficult than even controlling the wind. Krishna says, yes, it happens. But Krishna says, what to do? You have to practice. And therefore, if you repeat something over and over and over and over again, you get used to doing it, and then you improve that particular action. So hearing over and over again, will help us to focus better. The Lord responds to His devotees. You serve Him, He helps for you to serve Him even better. So we will get admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and become eager to hear about Him. We should be eager to do service. And while we're doing service, hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord will then act from within the devotee and make it possible for the devotee at the end of the life to go back to Him. In fact, it is said that the Lord is more anxious for us to go back to His kingdom than we ourselves desire. Maya is pulling us sometimes. And a good many of us are not even thinking about going back to Godhead. Here Baba says, very few men want to go back to Godhead. That is true if you consider the population of the earth, 7.5 billion people. How many people are trying to go back to Godhead? A few million. And we have 7,500 million people on the earth, on this one tiny planet. And the opportunity is there, but few people want to go. Therefore, anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Krishna will definitely help in all respects. He'll definitely make it possible to go. Now, one thing. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is cleared of sins. Therefore, we have to improve our own lives, being more careful not to sin. The intelligence has to be sharpened. We have to especially stay away from offending other devotees. Vaishnava Aparadha is trouble for our devotional life, our devotional account, our devotional kripa. And material sins are usually products of our desire to lord it over material nature. It's difficult to get rid of desires like that. But when we associate with fixed up devotees, then they will help us by their actions and by their words to begin to pull away from material desires. And when we make the effort to chant with focus, to hear constantly, and to preach or help other people to come into Krishna consciousness or to improve their Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will be very, very happy with us, and Guru will be happy with us. And in that way, we ourselves will wind up being better devotees, because Krishna will help from within and Guru will help from without. And that way we begin to improve, that way we begin to go on and on and on. So in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text 28, Yesham Tvanta Gatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Tedvanda Mohani Mukta Bhajante Mam Tridha Prata. Those who have acted piously in previous life and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, they are freed from the qualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in, because it says, in my service with determination. Those who have acted piously in previous lives, well, we don't know how we lived in a previous life, but fortunately in this life, by the Lord's mercy, causeless mercy, we are connected with devotional life. But in this life that we're living, that's on us to act piously. That we don't have an excuse. And so if we do pious things, good things, moral goodness things, and chant the holy name of the Lord, then we would realize what this world is like, and we won't live in delusion. Delusion, permanent illusion. An illusion means thinking that you're going to be totally happy with material life in this place. Krishna has said, not even Brahmaloka. They are all, it's a place of misery, because birth, death, old age, and disease are there. That's not in the spiritual world. So Krishna wants us to go back to the spiritual world. Those who have passed their lives in practicing regulated principles of religion, who have acted piously, who have also conquered sinful reactions, those kind of people can accept the devotional service and gradually rise to the pure platform, pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is on us. The opportunity is there for everybody. And the help is also there from senior devotees and from the gurus. So gradually, if we continue, meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, gradually will improve our situation. So it is there for everybody. Krishna consciousness is there for everybody. The Prabhupada says in one of the commentaries he made preaching about teachings of Queen Kunti, he said, Krishna consciousness is there. It's like the sunshine. It's open for everyone. But if you close your door tightly so that the sun cannot get in, well, that's your business. You made that choice. But it is there for everyone. So not only should we open ourselves to Krishna consciousness, but we should encourage each other to stay in Krishna consciousness. And when you have issues that Maya is trying to pull us down, we should have someone we go to and talk about it and get help from that person. That way, then we will stay strong and we won't be pulled down. We shouldn't hide things that worry us about Krishna consciousness, about the Krishna consciousness practice. We should definitely get help from the person that we can trust and who is fixed up, and that will give us ideas and how to overcome that. And that way, we will safeguard our devotional kripa. So in conclusion, hearing about topics of Krishna connects our souls to Krishna. And we get satisfaction from that. Just like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they're like, they're connected to Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. So hearing about what this world is gives us a very different view why we're here in this world, about this world, this material world. We have a different view of it. In religion, in some religions, it's told you live in this world, but don't be off this world. Yet many people don't know how to. The way devotees live is in fact the answer to that particular instruction. In being in this world, not being off this world. Devotees are not in delusion. They're not illusioned by the fact of this and that and this and the fancy cars and this, so many things. Even if some devotees have those, they're not attached. They're not supposed to be attached to them. Use it to serve Krishna. Use it to serve devotees. So, we should see all things as the wonderful artwork of Krishna. Even the material things. The first class devotee, the Uttama Adhikari, whenever they see anything, it says, this came from Krishna. That one came from Krishna. There's so much variety in this particular type of species. Isn't Krishna wonderful? You think about Krishna, and even in the material things that they see. So they're always thinking about Krishna. So, when we hear more topics about Krishna, then the material things that we use to enjoy don't have much meaning to us. Slowly, we move away from it. And so, my last point is my own personal point, and it has to do with music. Sometimes when I hear music of by bands that were so-called popular bands, sometimes I think, if only they wrote such wonderful arrangements about Krishna. If only they did that about Krishna. How fortunate that they will be for doing that kind of service, and how fortunate we will be for hearing about Krishna. But this is the material world, and unfortunately, they put all superficial lyrics there. And so it's on us, those of us who are musicians, to change it to Krishna consciousness and have good music and at the same time, wonderful, wonderful praise of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, dear devotees, thank you for allowing me to do the service. And now you can unmute your phone. Unmute here on Zoom. And if you want to make comments and some takeaways or some questions, you definitely can bring those up so that we can have some nice discussion. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says the most important thing to do is to chant the holy name of the Lord. That's the Yuga Dharma. But he said the first thing to do is here. First thing to do is here. How else would we know about Krishna without hearing about Krishna? So it is very, very important to hear. Hare Krishna. Okay. One of the things that's important in devotee life is humility. It is, in fact, the level of consciousness that makes it possible for us to hear. When we convince ourselves, and we should, that we don't know everything. We don't know much of anything. We are here to learn. A person that is ready to learn is a person that would hear. A person that says that I've been here about 30 years and I've seen it all, that kind of person is not ready to hear. And sometimes some people may say very, 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 very simple things that are very, very, very profound. But the person will say, oh, what, you just came a year ago, 2 years ago. I've been in this a long time. And then Maya would make it such that the person won't hear. As a matter of fact, something happened in New Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, when he was on the planet, came to visit. And there were some things that devotees were supposed to do and hadn't done. And Srila Prabhupada came, and he was disturbed about it. There was a new person who had come. This person did not know who Srila Prabhupada was. But Srila Prabhupada had come And that particular Prabhu was there. And when he saw Srila Prabhupada disturbed like the way he was, he walked up to him and said, "Prabhu, just don't worry about it. Please chant Hare Krishna and everything will be fine." So this is a new person told Srila Prabhupada to chant Hare Krishna and stop worrying. What was Srila Prabhupada's reaction? Yes, now you heard. He told Srila Prabhupada not to worry too much and not be so concerned, but just chant Hare Krishna. What does that do? Because you could imagine the kind of reaction that came to them. But Srila Prabhupada calmed down. Philip, the founder and judge calmed down for somebody who was actually new, that didn't know him, telling him about the importance of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even though he was the one that was actually teaching us the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But Srila Prabhupada did not fight that particular person. He did not. So, to be ready to hear means we know that anyone can tell us something that would benefit us. And so in that way, if we're ready to hear, even the situation about the Avadhut Brahman in the 11th canto, around chapter 7, chapter 8, thereabouts, in Srimad Bhagavatam, he learned from so many. He learned from the moon, he learned from the earth, he learned from the trees, he learned from the prostitutes, he learned from the wasp, he learned from the bird, so many. He heard, and he also watched their ways and learned from it. We can always learn. Hare Krishna. Hopefully that helped you in this. Yeah. Very, very important to understand that. Very important. And then when we ourselves are giving instructions too, or when we are suggesting some things, we should use mild words so that, you know, we don't get anybody very, very disturbed by the words that we use to express something. So devotees should also learn how to use mild words in discussing things. That way, we don't offend others. This Vaishnava Parada's problem could cause problems. It may cause immediate friction between the person who's speaking and the person who's heard, based on how the person who's heard spoke and what words they used. So you have to be really, really, really careful. Be respectful, but also get your point across in a mild way, using mild words. Hare Krishna. Humility is very important. Guru's mercy, Krishna's mercy. Humility is very, very, very powerful. We don't grow in Krishna consciousness without being humble. We cannot. We cannot. So humility is not just one class. Classes in of themselves. The whole book can be written about humility. So, anyway, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any other comments, questions, takeaways? Yeah, it sounds almost challenging. We are conditioned souls. So have we been reinstated in our constitutional position? The answer is, if we are listening to Guru and if we are obeying Guru's instructions, the answer is a big yes. We are. Now, that does not mean we are perfect. But we have the understanding about who we are. What is our constitutional position? We are the servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of Sri Krishna. Therefore, we have to live like the servant of a servant of a servant in our actions, in our words, like that. Then we will be fully engaged in the transcendental love and service. And of course, Srila Prabhupada already has said, we should be determined. It is also in the nectar of instruction. We should be determined, because Maya will test us. It's not possible to understand, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 28, unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position. And that's what you're asking about. It's not possible to understand the Supreme Personality of God, or to be fully engaged in this transcendental loving service, and be determined to do it. Did it come from our own efforts? The answer is no. It came first from the effort of Srila Prabhupada to let us know what was what. And his activities, and when he mentioned his Guru Maharaj is one that said, bring this wonderful Krishna conscious, the whole process to the West and tell them in the English language. He obeyed the spiritual master, something that is very important for us to do. We should also obey our gurus. All gurus, as a matter of fact, all bona fide gurus. Because they tell us the same thing in just different words. So he came, and when we listened to him and began to serve, then we began to understand what our situation is. We are servants of a servant of Das, 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 Anudas. Lord Chaitanya also preaches that. I'm not in any Nirvanas. I'm not in any Nirvanas. I'm not in any of the ashrams. We list all of them. And then he says, I'm just the servant of a servant of a servant of the Gopis of Vrindavan. So, yes, that is our constitutional position. We have to remember that. We have to stay in that. Then it is possible to understand Supreme Personality of Krishna, of Godhead Krishna. And this is because we're trying. And that's why Krishna would also urge us from within. But we should never think that we are at the level of Krishna, just like the Mayavadis do. But that is not the constitutional position for us. So yeah, we have been taught we are servant of a servant of a servant. And that is our constitutional position. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Jai Gauri Prabhupada. Any other comment? Yeah. Yeah, it really was. Hare Krishna. We have to understand that. We've heard about the constitutional position, but are we in a constitutional position mentally to understand that while we're even in the material world? If we understand that in the material world, we would naturally go back to the spiritual world and be in our constitutional position naturally there. Because then we had the practice in the material world. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Very important point. Now that we are here in this material world, I just want to add one more thing. And that is, on this whole point of Das, Das, and the servant of a servant of a servant of a servant. Devotees are servants of their gurus. They serve other devotees also. When we serve other devotees, we are serving the servants, the disciples of their spiritual master. And the spiritual master is a disciple, a servant of his spiritual master, who is a servant of his spiritual master. So see, just by serving devotees, then we are in that constitutional position of Das, Das, Anudas. So we should never, never hesitate. We should actually do the opposite. We should be excited about the opportunity to serve devotees whenever that time comes. Because that puts us in a constitutional position of servant of the devotees who are servants of their gurus who are servants of the gurus after parampara. Like that. Hare Krishna. Serve devotees and you will be in your constitutional position. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, any other points? Okay. If there's nothing, thank you very much for a nice discussion after this class. When the lecture itself was finished. Very, very, very wonderful takeaways and wonderful discussions and realizations that came through. So until tomorrow, and tomorrow is Wednesday, which is Srila Prabhupada's lecture. Please come like you always have been. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sundibhya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Vaishnav Thakur ki jai. Gora Premanande Hari Hari Go. Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Looking forward to Monday, Govardhan Puja. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna,